From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Saudi Arabia's allies curbed diplomatic ties with Iran. Bahrain and Sudan cut diplomatic ties with Iran. The United Arab Emirates downgraded its relationship with Iran, reducing representation to a chargé d'affaires rather than an ambassador. Saudi Arabia followed its own severing of relations with Iran by canceling all passenger flights to and from that country. U.S. stock prices fell sharply Monday following a sell-off in China, a slump in Europe, and rising tensions in the Middle East. The latest round of global market turmoil started when Chinese stocks plummeted around 7%. Officials stopped trading for the day on the Shanghai and Shenzhen exchanges. The sell-off was sparked by another in a series of disappointing reports on Chinese manufacturing. Afghan officials say security forces have killed all four heavily armed assailants who have been holed up since Sunday in a building near India's consulate in Mazar-e-Sharif. A spokesman for the provincial governor says at least one security personnel was killed and nine wounded fighting the attackers. The standoff began Sunday after the gunmen tried to storm the Indian diplomatic mission. Military officials say Islamic State suicide bombers attacked key oil facilities in northern Libya Monday, but were pushed back. The attacks targeted the Al-Sidra oil export terminal. Two soldiers were killed. IS has been trying to push east from Sirte for several weeks to reach the country's oil crescent. IS announced that its fighters had led an attack on the Al-Sidra area following fighting with what they called the enemies of God. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron on Monday dismissed as desperate stuff an Islamic State video purporting to show the militants' execution of five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria.
Well, look, they hate us not for what we do, but for what we are. The fact that we are a successful, tolerant, democratic, multi-faith, multi-ethnic nation. They hate that.
Britain said it is examining the content of the video in which an English-speaking gunman mocks Mr. Cameron for Britain's air campaign in Syria against the insurgents. The gunman vows to invade Britain and impose Sharia law. An alliance of more than a dozen militant groups called the United Jihad Council has claimed responsibility for an attack on an Indian airbase in the town of Pathankot. The militant coalition is based in Pakistani Kashmir. Operations continued for a third day to secure the airbase in the northern Punjab state. Five gunmen have been killed. Seven security personnel were also killed in the attack. The United Jihad Council is fighting to end Indian rule in Kashmir. Germany warned Monday that the passport-free Schengen zone in Europe is in danger after Sweden and Denmark introduced new border controls to stem the flow of migrants. A German foreign ministry spokesman said freedom of movement is an important principle and one of the European Union's biggest achievements. He spoke shortly after Denmark said it would enforce temporary controls on its border with Germany. Also Monday, Sweden imposed new restrictions, saying people entering from Denmark will have to show photo identification. U.S. authorities worked Monday to end a standoff at a federal wildlife center in the northwestern state of Oregon. Anti-government protesters have taken over the facility and declared they are prepared to stay for years. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said President Barack Obama is aware of the situation and hopes it can be resolved without violence. The country's Federal Bureau of Investigation said it is working with local and state law enforcement officials, but offered few details. Unidentified assailants fired three shells toward the center of Burundi's capital Monday. That attack comes just days ahead of peace talks between Burundi's government and opposition are to begin in Tanzania. One of the shells landed a few meters from the offices of Bujumbura's mayor, injuring three people. Chemistry students will now have a slightly tougher time memorizing the periodic table. Four elements have been added to the table, according to the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry. The elements, which have yet to be officially named, are being called element 113, element 115, element 117, and element 118. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.